Hi, my name is Girish. I just stay 60 kilometers nearby here. It's Tiptur. It's a village called Nonuvinkere where I stay. I was born and brought up in city Bangalore itself. But from past 10 years, I was thinking that I should leave Bangalore and come back. So in that since 6 years, I am shifted from Bangalore. I'm staying here. I was passionate to live in the natural way of lifestyle. So from scratch, we built something. Like with the hut, I started, and we have a cow farm there. When we directly come to this water, Jeevajala, it used to be called as Jeevajala, and even today it is, but it is losing its property because of human interference or something like that. Last year or before last year, when water purifiers have walked in, there are a lot of kind of water purifiers now. RO, just a filter, and I don't know that there are a lot of terminologies.
Reverse
osmosis.
That is RO.
Reverse osmosis is an RO. So we wanted, we wanted to know little, understand the what exactly if water filter is not there, and what exactly the water filter is doing, and why it is needed too much for today's lifestyle, why it was not there previous years. Like, these are all the questions of the local people who might not able to afford or whatever, but they cannot able to digest the technology which get invented suddenly. From past 2 years, I am hearing from a lot of local village people that we were drinking from ages. We were drinking water from wells and springs and a lot of other things. Nothing has happened. Why all this? They still doesn't want to take the water filter inside. But when I purchased it, the person who wanted to give me a water filter, he tested the water. Some anode and cathode kind of test. They bring a device, they tested water. See, this is the water what you're drinking. When he showed that, then I was surprised. The whole water got black, and the purified water stayed colorless and purified. So then he showed, by doing this process, you are coming to know what all the minerals there in the water which are contaminated or which are not required to your body. This is how it will work, so you have to go for it. Then I went, but I'm still not able to convince or make a debate with the village people who doesn't able to afford this water filter. Would you all, somebody put a light on it, how they could able to still preserve there without going to these gadgets? Or what all the precautionaries, they know minimum precautionaries. They wash vessels 100 times, they wash vessels with their own traditional chemicals
tamarind
and ash, these things. But they believe in it, it was working since ages, and even today it's working with them. It's not this thing. But when this Vim Bar and soap gel has come in, even the competitive world of using these chemicals also shows your hand is becoming irritating. You don't use that, use this. There are a lot of competitive intrusion where making village people more confused. Matlab, they are tempting to come out to this, but you have to suggest them how it has to be like.
Any idea what is this anode thing that?
Sorry, we were trying to exchange ideas, we had to check.
So I just wanted to ask you, what is it, how can it change the color? Is it that they are trying to tell you that the purified water is better or something?
Yeah, he has bought a beaker, okay. He has put two wires into it. One is anode and one is cathode, but the device which they bring.
Okay.
One beaker of water they'll take out from the filter what they want. Another from the tap which you are drinking.
Okay.
They'll dip that and switch on the power. Okay, it will be like two rods, two beakers.
Okay.
After 2 to 3 minutes, this water will become black, totally black. The water which we are drinking without water filter. The one which has got purified will not become black. It will be in the same natural state.
As far as I know, it doesn't.
Something else.
Something,
some magic is being done.
Magic is being
done.
No, not
that. I've seen this.
What I'm saying is,
I've seen this. It's a device.
Wait.
Yeah, it is. They are adding something which he can't make out.
In the beaker itself, probably something is.
Something is already there, which is becoming colored.
Or it's coated. Beaker is coated.
Correct.
It was a glass beaker.
So no, it must be coated with something transparent.
Okay.
And they know this beaker you have to take tap water, so that is coated with something that becomes black.
No, but it could be mineral content that
could. Yeah, that
be
is
enhanced.
What he explained.
But But the problem is that it's shown as bad thing. So mineral could be a good thing, right?
Certain
but the electricity will behave in such
I
a way
ferrous is converted to
ferric. That it shows that there is mineral content.
Yeah, because many studies have done for this mineral waters, the slurry waters. And they show that it's like not done. It doesn't have like anything far
harmful.
Better water or something like that.
And
so we have seen a lot of studies.
So most water.
It's just a water. Like
most water that comes through pipes. Will have a lot of iron because there will be some rusting.
This is what
so
he identified.
So if you know what is the property of iron, that would...
It will settle down.
Iron will settle down.
It will settle down or come to the...
If it is in a powderish solid state, it will settle down.
No, even
if
it is
a
soluble also,
it wouldn't.
If you leave it for one day, all the iron will settle down.
Yeah. It wouldn't turn the water black, I think.
Mm-hmm. But there the water got black.
There is some hoax.
Yeah.
Hello, maybe that is one sense of taking it or debating it.
No. But I am a waterman. I am telling you it's a hoax. Okay. There is no way I can pass electricity to bad water. Then that would be in a test. Everybody would have done that. This is bad water.
Yeah.
We don't test water like that. Uh-huh. There are very specific tests. Mm-hmm. How to test water.
Then obviously my wife and who were there watching this, they asked. We were always, all the time we were drinking the same water. How you were drinking was a question. That's what I wanted to hear from all you guys. So initially water used to be, they used to take the water from the well themselves, then put it in a drinking water vessel or something. But now the water has been shifting from motor to the tank, staying there. Through the pipe system it is coming to your, and the pipe system is in different, like PVCs are certain extent, iron pipes are there, and in the cleaning the tank and pumping the water which is down the earth. Below that. So this is not the same water which we are drinking. So there what I wanted to know a little more knowledge from you people.
It's a hoax. It's something else.
Yes.
There is no test on water
wherein
you put two electrodes. I mean anything you put positive and negative is called cathode and anode.
Mm.
If you are told positive and negative, then you say ishtena, you would have said, is it all? Now if I say anode and cathode, you think it is something fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It simply means positive and negative.
Yeah.
If I pass electricity through water and if the water becomes black, any unsafe water, that would have been a standard test across the world to say this is how you check whether water is good or bad.
Mm.
There is no test today that we follow in which you put positive, negative. In fact, if you put pass current through it, it will start boiling.
Correct.
I mean, that's what your inhaler does, no? Your steamer.
Yeah.
So any
and boiler also.
Small current if you put. There is something else which you have not been able
maybe
to see.
Maybe you can get that information, sir, that the scientific method you want to know more about
it. He won't come back to you afterwards.
I'll call him. It's not like...
Yeah.